All right, well, we're kind of on the same place we were yesterday. Same type of schedule, same type of emphasis, so just trying to string a few days together here as we wind down the end of the preseason, get ready for the start of the regular season.
Can you talk about what you've seen from Connolly so far?
You mean recently?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, Dan's been getting back into it, worked hard. You know, even during the time he was out, stayed on top of everything and was able to practice last week, play against Detroit, and, you know, I think he's coming around.
How would you sort of assess his performance against Detroit?
Based on a whole game, I don't think anybody really would nominate for the Hall of Fame in that game. So, I mean, none of us performed very well.
So when you're making a decision on a player in the PUP list and say he won't be available for the first two or three or four weeks, how does that complicate that matter, you know, that decision-making? When maybe you have to make a decision on a guy and saying, okay, he might miss two or three games and we're willing to hold the roster spot long.
Well, every decision we make on a player comes down to two things, really: what's best for the player and what's best for the team. When those are the same, it's easy. When they're not, then you have to – something has to give. You have to make a call one way or the other. So that's the way it is with everything.
Is it hard to hold a roster spot for a player who might not be ready the first couple weeks of the season?
I think it's just what I said it was. Each situation is independent. Depends on the situation. Depends on what your other options are, what the injury is, how long you're talking about, what the expectations are for, you know, what kind of depth you have at that position. I mean, you know, you can go on and on. Each situation is different.
How's Rob looked? Because I know he was out there yesterday running around a little bit.
He's been out here every day. He's been at camp the whole – he hasn't missed a day at camp. He was here the first day of camp. He's been doing the same thing every day.
How has he looked recently? He was out – I know he's been out.
He's been doing the same thing every day.
Same thing every day.
Okay. For those of us that have been here, it's the same thing every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just, you know, like I said, he was out in the view of the media. And that made
same thing happen. Every day.
Okay. You were talking about the Detroit game and not nominating, you know, anyone for the Hall of Fame based on their performance. Have you been able to tell how the players have responded just getting back to work after that meeting and sort of?
I mean, I can't tell you how every single guy is doing or looks at it, but hopefully as a team we can move forward. We certainly need to.
One of the things I would consider as you trim the roster to 53 is when you keep, let's say, a third quarterback. What positions might that be in, you know, comparison to? Like, if you keep a third quarterback, who's that position? You know, is it a fifth running back that you might have to lop off? Is it a fourth?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that position doesn't really line up with any other position. I mean, you know, quarterbacks are quarterbacks. I think other positions can, you know, like you said, have a play based in the kicking game or offensive formations or defensive personnel groups or whatever it happens to be. But, you know, quarterbacks are, how many you carry is based on really that position and that position alone. I don't think it has too much to do with some other position. At least obviously you can keep somebody else at another position if you only keep two quarterbacks, but I think it really just comes down to that position itself.
What has the experience been like having Tim around in terms of like the idea of, you say, like when you sign a player you get everything that comes with them, you know, on the field?
Yeah, he's great to work with. Outstanding.
Bill, what's been your impression of the way some of the young receivers have been able to assimilate their way into this offense, you know, throughout the course of camp, and in particular the rookies, you know, Dobson and Brooks?
Like a lot of rookies, some good things, some not so good. Better over time. Let's see how it goes.
What are your impressions of this the biggest challenge they face, you know?
Everything.
How noticed Dante Hightower wearing the communication helmet during some preseason games. Is there any chance that he could do that during the regular season, or is that just something you're trying out for him during the preseason?
We could do it. You know, we're only allowed to have one green dot on one player, and then if that player wasn't in game, then we could put it on somebody else. So we use it with different people in preseason so that if we get to that point during the preseason, you know, because the guys have had experience with it.
Safeties, linebackers. So we've used it on different people in practices and in preseason games just for the experience of it.
How many players do you like to have ready to do that on any given day?
Well, I'd say in any given week it probably is two, and then depending on who the third is, I mean, that may or may not be realistic. You know, it's hard to practice more than two, I would say, yeah.
Bill, I know you have no control over court dates and what happens during court dates, but how much extra planning have you had to do with regard to Alfonso Dennard and what may or may not happen with him down the road?
Yeah, not much. That's, like you said, all that's out of our control.
I mean, have you had to have like a plan B scenario, whether he's with you or not with you, somebody?
It's out of our control.
Bill, how do you evaluate special teams in training camp and preseason games when obviously, I would assume, toward the end of the preseason, a lot of those spots are going to be filled by guys towards the end of the roster who make a space for themselves on the team. How much more difficult is it to evaluate special teams as opposed to the offense and the defense?
It's different. It's different. You know, you just can't practice special teams at the same speed that it happens in the game. It's no matter how hard you try to practice it that way, it's just not the same. So, you know, the live tackling, the whole space situation that's created in the kicking game, you know, you practice it, you can certainly evaluate it in practice, but it doesn't always quite show up that way in the game due to game speed and the athleticism that's required of the players in space to block, tackle, avoid, get into their lanes, make those judgments, you know, all those kind of things in the coverage and the return game. So preseason production in the kicking game is certainly a factor. Practice is a factor, but, I mean, assuming that, you know, guys have their assignments right, you know, then it comes down to performance and production, and that's not easy to gauge in practice. I mean, you can attempt to do it based on what you see, but it's not the same as what it is in the games.
Is it safe to say that maybe individual performance in special teams maybe carries a little bit more than perhaps defense or offense or not?
Possibly, yeah, I think so. I mean, again, I think you've got to evaluate the, you know, the plays and, you know, specifically what happened, but still, yeah, it's hard to see it in practice now. You know, there were some good examples in the Philadelphia and Tampa practices where it was good competitive situations of, you know, like punt return, guys trying to get off the line, guys trying to hold them up, you know, and that type of thing. The gunners against the vices outside. But it's still not totally, you know, game conditions. Whereas things like, you know, a defensive back covering a receiver is – can be pretty close to a game situation. Maybe not the tackling or the actual finish part of it, but, you know, the actual coverage, or, you know, you can do one-on-one pass rush, one-on-one pass protection, pretty close to what it is in a game. It's just, it's a lot harder to get that same situation in the kicking game where you, you know, run 40 yards, avoid a guy, tackle him, block him, you know, with a returner involved, with the amount of space that's involved. It's just harder to create that. And the, you know, the contact and all that, you know, is much more in the games than it is in practice.
So when you're deciding on whether or not to keep a third quarterback, does special teams play into that? Because generally quarterbacks bring a lot less to the table from a special team standpoint. So would you have like a third quarterback a lot of times competing for a roster spot with guys down the roster and special teams?
it would depend on the situation.
Just to follow up on him before, what has made him like outstanding to be around? Like, what are some of the things that he's
smart, works hard, football's important. Okay. All right.